As you heard from Paul in the bulletin, Gardaí and Revenue say there's been a big increase in arrests and seizures of drugs at Dublin Airport over the last 10 days. 8 people, over €3 million worth of drugs. Superintendent Darren McCarthy, with responsibility for the policing of Dublin Airport, is with us now. Superintendent McCarthy, good morning. Tell us more about what happened over the last 10 days.
So over the last 10 days, there's been an intelligence-led operation by Customs and Revenue officers and significant investigations carried out by Garda Síochána Conaire in the arrest of 8 persons involved in the importation of drugs into Ireland between the period of the 4th of September to the 8th of September. And in relation to that, one person is still in custody and one person is still in hospital.
What can you tell us about the people who were arrested?
So in relation to the people who have arrested him, 4 of those arrested was involved in the importation of cannabis and the use of suitcases to conceal the drugs travelling through the airport. And 4 others were arrested in relation to the concealing internally of cocaine pellets internally within themselves were also arrested.
Just to go back on that, so the people who were arrested on suspicion of bringing in cannabis, it was in suitcases, but those who were arrested on suspicion of bringing in cocaine, it was through their own bodies. Is that right?
Yeah, and that puts these vulnerable people at a serious risk. And as I said there earlier, one of the persons actually is still in hospital. These four persons concealed the cocaine pellets internally. And obviously, initially, they have to spend a period of time in hospital. It could be anything up to 5 to 6 days to make sure that they have been taken, all the pellets have been taken from them.
Pellets of cocaine. How does that work? How many pellets would somebody typically bring in?
So it can vary from person to person. We have seen anything up to 126 pellets internally concealed in one person.
So there's cocaine in the pellet and then you pass it through yourself to get the drug out of it, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And one of those people you said who was arrested is in hospital?
Yeah, so initially anybody that's arrested in relation to the concealing internally for their own safety, they're brought to hospital. And depending on the period of time there, it could be anything up to 5 or 6 days. So the person arrested originally on the 8th or the 9th, one of those persons is still in hospital and another one of those persons has just returned to a Garda station in the DMR North. One other person is in custody. The other persons have all been brought before the courts.
Were they Irish?
There's a different persons are arrested. There can be Irish people, there can be persons of other nationalities arrested in relation to it. We have a lot of persons that are arrested from South America and other persons arrested from Southeast Asia.
8 people in 10 days, is that unusual?
It is. It's unusual. It's a significant operation put in place by Customs and ourselves over that period of time. But we have seen increases since the airport has opened up following COVID. And we have seen increases from 2022 across the period until September 2024, approximately of over 30 million drugs being imported through the airport.
And why so many over the last few days? Did you know people were on their way in here with drugs?
So there's an intelligence-led operation by Customs and Revenue officers, and these people are travelling into the country. We're aware of them then, and they are then subsequently arrested with the assistance of Customs and Revenue and their processes.
And how did you find them when they came in? Did this involve the use of dogs?
So in relation to the Customs and Revenues, there's the use of dogs, and then there's also intelligence-led policing in relation to the identification of these people coming into the country.
And so what will happen to the people after they're arrested?
So these people are arrested under the drug trafficking legislation. They're brought to stations in the vicinity of Dublin Airport and they're processed. A significant investigation takes place by An Garda Síochána Conaire in relation to identifying the details of the crime. And these persons then are brought before the courts on charges of importations, which is quite a significant offence and receives a normal 6 to 8 years custodial sentence for those persons convicted.
Superintendent Darren McCarthy was responsible for policing at Dublin Airport. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.